day's a brand new morning since the morning you moved in.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Good morning, friend.
Yes, I'm feeling like a million since I got you living in.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Sandiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser. Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard and Jim Reed and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps.
The Nocturne we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
PTF at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. We're in the market shops where it smells so good. And a lady has her...
A turkey.
A
look
turkey.
At that.
She's
from Rainbow Meadow Farms. Look at that.
Look at that.
That
beautiful?
Wow.
That is one of the vendors here. And it's... I do not have a microphone.
How big is that turkey?
So we tried to focus on... I'm sorry. So we tried to focus on having turkeys the size customers wanted. So we just grew hens this year and not toms, because sometimes we've had them and they got really big. But we've got all our whole turkeys. They're free range, pasture raised. And they are also, we still have maybe five or six breasts that are not sold for Thanksgiving. But we do all kinds of other things. We're up here at the farmers market. That's Rainbow Meadow Farms. We're here every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You have eggs too, don't you?
No, we don't.
You don't
but
have
we
eggs?
Do grass-fed beef, grass-fed lamb, pasture-raised pork, chicken, and turkey. And sometimes we'll have rabbit. But we have our own butcher shop down in Kinston called Whiskey Pig Craft Butchery and Deli. And so when you come here, you can see a lot of stuff we've made. We've got our own bacons. We do five different types of bacon. We've got your sage sausage for your stuffing.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Wow. Blueberry maple breakfast sausages, like everybody. That's our most famous one. And we have all kinds of cuts of different, you know, of different species. We also do, you know, raise lamb. So we'll be taking orders at Christmas for standing rib roast, prime rib, beef tenderloin, legs of lamb, all those kinds of things.
Oh, good grace.
Delicious. So what size is this one right
okay,
here?
Okay, so this one is a...
It's too much to hold.
It's a 15-pound turkey.
That's a beautiful size. It really
is.
And
that works really well for people. Then we have like the 6 to 8 pound roughly breast as an option for, you know, a couple of people.
Yeah.
And so that's, yeah.
Is that the most popular main dish for that y'all sell for Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yes, I also left off. We have applewood hams as well. And so we've got, you know, probably a third of our people will order an additional ham as well.
Right.
Do y'all raise some of these?
Oh, we do. We have, so we're an 11-generation family farm.
Great gosh.
Three of the farms have been in our family for 11 generations now. And
My gosh.
So
y'all are a centennial farm.
Yes, actually, we could be a bicentennial farm. We're working we're working on the documentation for that.
Well, that's wonderful.
I know Commissioner Troxler really talks a lot about that centennial, the importance of centennial.
Yes,
farms.
We went up to the state farm to the state fair when they had the Centennial Farm Day. We were invited to go to that, and just trying to, you know, keep it in the family. It's my mom. She's down there. She's 80 years old. My three children work on the farm or either in the butcher shop. My daughter, who was adopted from Ukraine when she was a child, she's working down there today, but she also helps run our butcher shop and does our, billing and order fulfillment. We do home deliveries up here in the Triangle.
So where's the location of the farms? What county?
In Greene County, between Snow Hill and Kinston. Okay. Yes, and we just were recently able to add another farm back into our family, which is part of the original land grant that some cousins had, and they were going to sell it, you know, and we were able to bring that back into the immediate family because we live on that land, and the original cemetery and everything's on that land. Yeah.
Oh,
when people come to you at the market shops every weekend.
Every weekend. During the week, we're farming. We make home deliveries to the coast as well as up here. So we run our butcher shop. It's also a deli. We serve lunch Wednesday through Saturday from 11 to 2. So we have.
So you don't have anything
you don't
going
have,
on at all.
Yeah.
You don't do much.
People ask me what I do for fun. I said I sleep.
Yeah, right. Give us the name of your company.
Okay, here. Rainbow Meadow Farms. And then we have a butcher shop where we prepare almost everything, and that's Whiskey Pig, Craft Butchery, and Deli.
Do y'all make whiskey, too?
No. I will tell
not
you.
Not to tell I
you
make everything else.
I'll tell you the story behind that. The story behind that was a friend of mine was supposed to help me run it, and he actually passed away before we opened it. But he made the best barbecue, in my opinion, in Eastern North Carolina. But he always, when he'd stay up all night barbecuing, get him a fifth of Jim Beam. Yeah. So, I needed a cool, catchy name, so it was Whiskey Pig.
Whiskey Pig.
That is a good one. He's looking down on you laughing.
So, thank y'all. Just tell everybody to come see us.
All right.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
How can they not want to see you now?
Yeah.
You want somebody to carry that back for you?
Cook it.
Thank you.
Oh, Miss Monica, y'all got everything out here.
We do, and I have also got Ben Cheek here, and I'm just going to turn this over and let you guys talk to him. He is one of our Christmas tree growers.
Oh, cool.
Cheek Brothers Farm.
All right, Ben. Wow.
How are you guys doing?
Rufus Edmondson is a mountain guy, and he knows.
Moon.
We all feel like we know what y'all went through, and you are from... What area?
We're from Ashe County. We're based out of
Georgia. Ashe County, just north of Boone and Banner Elk, up in the West Jefferson area. Hit hard
by this.
How was your farm affected?
To be honest, we were lucky. I mean, we had a lot of downed trees, a lot of flood damage. Culverts washed out, but we're lucky compared to people that live close to the rivers and the big streams. So, I mean, we count our blessings every day. You know, we don't have everything. We still have her house. We don't have everything that was in her house. We still have her house out in her front yard.
Right.
I bet the new river got big, big, big.
I've never seen anything like it. Our loading yard is 3 miles past it.
Wow.
And, You know, you've seen houses flooding down through their campers.
Yeah, that New River runs beside my home in headwaters up in Watauga County.
Yes, sir. So, never seen nothing like it.
So did you lose a lot of trees?
We lost some. It just seemed like this our ground was so saturated, every tree that come down was a really big oak tree. Or, you know, that was on the perimeter of our properties and
okay.
fell into the trees. We, like I said, we were lucky, other than some people that lost some from mudslides.
Right.
And everything else. But to be honest with you, you know, everybody's been saying Mountain Strong, North Carolina Strong. It's amazing to see how much work has been done in a short period of time.
All the roads, too.
The roads, the trees, and everybody jumping in together. You know, and the one great thing, we have plenty of Christmas trees here to sell for everybody.
Which is a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, it truly is a miracle that y'all were able, because I know that was one of the biggest problems, is how to transport, how to get from one place to the other, because
mm-hmm.
The roads were messed up.
Yeah. You know, we went, within 2 weeks' time, we went from being one lane in a three-mile stretch to only one lane in a quarter-mile stretch now, and it's already paved back, fixed back, other than one place. And
are you in the Orangeville area?
No, we're going out towards 88, towards Oil Springs.
Oh, yeah,
Right past where Sheets' Bridge is. A lot of people know where Salou's Bridge are. We're 3 miles from there. And like I said, the Warrensville area and Creston area got probably hit the hardest in our county.
Yep.
And everything, but we were fortunate. And I mean, there's a lot of tree growers out of Creston that, you know, are transporting trees and getting around and had a lot of people hop in and help them.
Well, I know one thing you need for people to do is to buy your trees. Come
yes,
here
sir.
To the State Farmers Market and buy your trees. Is there what else can we do here in the Flatlands to help you folks?
Really, you know, support your local farmers. Support your North Carolina farmers.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this market is about. You know, everything's here from the state of North Carolina, whether it's beef, flowers, everything. It's an awesome opportunity to get out. There are several tree growers other than myself set up from Western North Carolina here. And, you know, that helps. That helps us, you know, get back what we lost. You know, we feed back into our community just like everybody feeds into the community. And local business really helps. Any local business you can do, you know, really helps the whole state of North Carolina and feed. So that, I mean, you know, as many people come out, you know, real Christmas trees are the best way to go. They smell
Amen.
Great. And, you know, it feels like this has brought everybody back together for a family time, you know, after a devastation like that throughout the whole state. You know, it really feels like it's drawn people back together. And this is a great opportunity to come out with your family, take pictures, get your produce, everything while you're here, get your Christmas tree, spend a great day. And, you know, we love to meet new people. We love to sell our products, our family-grown products.
Do you have cut-your-own farms up in there that are available for people who want to go up to
that
area?
We don't do choose and cut at this current time.
Yeah.
We will start next year.
Okay.
With choose and cut. That will be called Lantern Farms.
Right, okay.
But right now, Cheek Brothers, we wholesale and we retail here.
Very good.
We
well, I'm glad you're able
well,
to do it this year.
I mean, thank you, guys.
It really is a miracle.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Ben Cheek, Cheek Brothers, and come by at Christmas
thank
tree.
You.
Thank
wow.
you.
Wow, thank you so much. Great. Monica, before I forget it, Commissioner Troxler was on the morning show this week, and, well, I'll let things that I've discussed with you in the past, this was brought up on the morning show. I was not on with, but Chris Edwards asked the commissioner this. Jason, do you have that?
Host the Weekend Gardener here on WPTF. He said we need to have a Ferris wheel at the State Farmers Market. Can you put a Ferris wheel out there for us?
That sounds like Mike. I can do my best is all I can tell you. You know, over time, we're going to make some readjustments to the farmers market and make it even better than it is now.
Monica, where are you going to put that Ferris wheel?
I got that in. I've been suggesting that for years.
Well, you've always said it's like the fair just without the Ferris
it
wheel,
is.
Right?
It is.
All the great stuff and great food.
Yeah.
And so many
wonderful there's
dinners.
So many possibilities here.
That's right. We never. Hey, you know, like I've told you, you never know what we may end up with. So I guess I'll need to start finding a plot to put that, right?
Well, I mean, just think about it. Somebody else pointed out you know, you get a good sized Ferris wheel, you can see the skyline of Raleigh and all
right,
kinds
one time,
of stuff.
Mike, I'm sure you remember there was a move I was trying to help them put a distillery out here.
Well, that's a different enterprise altogether.
out of sweet potato.
Yes. You never know.
That's entertainment.
A brewery, distillery, and a Ferris wheel. What else do you need?
Yeah.
I'm sure it will draw people in.
Well, Monica's a marketer, and you can see the wheels turning always. So yeah, but I just thought I'd share that with you.
Yes, that's great. So, I'm glad you did, so I can be planning, right?
You won't be surprised.
No,
absolutely. So what else is going on out here?
So, of course, you know, our Christmas tree growers are all moved in, and there are trees, and more trees. I would say just hundreds, probably even thousands of trees to choose from that are here on the market, and they're going to be here every single day, 7 days a week. They'll even be here Thanksgiving Day. And so be sure to come by, get that fresh Christmas tree. It smells so good down there. I hope you guys get a chance to walk down there before you leave. And also there's the wreaths and garland and all the things that go along with the Christmas decorations, so you can get all ready and spruced up for the holidays. We definitely have it all. And, you know, before I stopped by here where you guys are, I was down checking out everything in the farmer's area, and there are collards. Of course, Thanksgiving's Thursday, so
Got any kale down there? I know a lot of people want kale.
Yes, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, apples, pecans, all the things that you can think about for Thanksgiving. We've got it all. And, you know, there's the cabbage collards. A lot of people love those. And
were they kissed by frost? I mean,
that's what I was about to say. I think maybe they got a little bit of a frostbite this week, and everybody says they're always better. So
yeah, a little sweeter.
Yes.
Which makes no sense because everybody wants to add vinegar.
That's true.
Sweet and sour, I guess.
Well, I tell you, I did a pot of collards. I got two heads of collards and chopped them up, and I put some neck bone in it from a local smoked neck bone, and it was delicious.
How about that?
Yep. And you can get the pork products here, too, the ham hocks. We've got the Hunter Pork Center, and we've also got several different meat vendors all throughout the market where they're bringing in product from their farms, just like Rainbow Meadow was talking to us a few minutes ago about their fresh turkey.
That's an incredible place there.
Yes, and we have pork and beef, chicken, a little bit of it all.
Who sells the eggs here?
Well, there's several different ones around that have eggs, down some in our farmers area as well as some through our market shops. So, and butter, you can find the dairy products. I believe I even saw where May Farm has eggnog coming in right now, so it's that time.
How do they make that butter?
Well,
I know how they used to make it.
Yeah, I don't know all the details. I'll have to get one of them on air so they can tell us more about
if they got a churn. Who has to churn the stuff?
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
Jeff, do that ribbons.
I remember churning them.
I would say
separate
that
the cream.
Some of ours that probably do the old-fashioned way.
You had a crock jar and a handle on a thing with some appendages on the... Chop it up and down, up and down, up and down. Churn that butter.
Yeah.
And my grandma would have a mold. She loved to make pretty flowers on it. And it sat, as a boy, I remember it sat in a spring house before we had a refrigerator.
Wow. So, yeah. And speaking of which, you can probably find some good things to decorate with Thanksgiving and Christmas here and get Christmas gifts.
Oh, yes. It's never too early to get that Christmas shopping started because it'll be here before we know it. And all through the market shops, there's a lot of great gift ideas. These folks like to do beautiful gift baskets and fruit baskets and things like that. You can do special orders for those. Our bakeries that are here in the market shops, as well as some that are all around through down in our farmers area as well, have a lot of cakes and pies and breads and all that for the holidays as well. And I know that some of them are doing some special orders. I don't know if they've cut that off yet, but if you had something in particular that you were needing for Thanksgiving, you can stop by and grab those and probably still get an order in if you need to pick something up, say, on Wednesday. They'll be sure to have it ready for you. I think there may go a turkey now.
I think so, too.
Good for her. She knew where to buy one.
Yes.
Can't you get rid of that thing? She's still walking around with it.
Yeah, I think that's a different one.
Oh, that's a different one.
Yes.
She's, okay.
I think so. I think she's bringing
on Uncle Russell would say, can't you get shit of that thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that turkey liked it so much it's gonna tour it around.
I mean it's tender loving care. You walk around and hold it.
Yeah.
Like a baby. All right. 919-860-97. Did you see Rufus's Governor Mouton?
I did, and it's absolutely beautiful. I'm gonna have to see if any of the vendors down here might possibly have that one. There's some beautiful camellias, and we do still have a few plants. I didn't mention that down in our farmer's area.
Yeah, they're still growing.
And well, now's and various different things still available.
Now it's time to plant, yeah.
Definitely. Well, the Gerald found out the name, and the striking thing about this Governor Mouton, it starts blooming now, which is late for Sasanqua, and a little bit early for Japonica.
Yeah, it's a good bridge.
But it's a good bridge, and it's about a third of it's bloomed. And
it's really
another month.
Pretty one.
Yeah.
I got to find one of those.
By the way, Joe the bouncer just got up with us and said that Susan has a birthday tomorrow. So
happy birthday, Susan.
Yeah.
You take a cutting from Rufus's mite.
Well, so do you stick
that might, yeah, I should do that.
So, what do you call it? Hardwood cuttings?
So I would take a new cutting. I'd root tone it and put it some really good draining soil, almost a potting mix. That's probably how I would go.
All right. We'll discuss that and other things coming up here on WPTF as we're quickly running out of time. The news is next here on WPTF. I think that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. Of course, anything.
Is that Nat King Cole?
Nat King Cole, yeah. I mean, there's no smoother.
Really?
Who does Monica? McClam has them. The Governor Mouton.
Yeah.
How about that? It's a pretty one.
McClam a vendor down there?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's from Harney County, isn't he?
They don't have any here today. Johnston.
Yeah.
Johnston.
Yeah.
I'll have to order one.
I don't think you want to wait on one to root. Hey, brother.
Happy holiday.
Good to see you. Our best to everybody in Wendell.
Great.
All right. You know, vehicles are, we got to have transportation and thankful to have it. But we got to take care of it. They just don't run by they get more complicated. And, each season brings its own problems, and King's Auto Service in Raleigh can help with a fall checkup. And spring and fall are good times to get things checked out for various reasons. You're trying to prevent the extremes of summer and possible extremes for winter, although we don't seem to have a lot of extremes anymore in the winter. And the errant plastic bags and paper bags that might get caught up in the engine of the car.
Woo!
So they can take care of that too if you get something, either anything, whether it's the battery for a hybrid vehicle, which can be very expensive, but they can keep an eye on that, or your 12-volt battery. Your tires, you get them to check everything. You know, it's your life and the life of your vehicle. King's Auto can take care of the Japanese and American cars, and they do have hybrid. Speaking of hybrid, they have certified hybrid technicians there. A lot of people are buying hybrid cars, and those high voltage battery packs can pretty well give up the ghost at some point. But there are warning signs. And, you know, around 150,000 miles is kind of the average lifespan, but they can go much longer than that. So just go in to King's, make an appointment, schedule a courtesy battery analysis for your 12-volt battery and that big battery pack. At King's Auto Service, 1039 North Street, that's the western part of North Street in downtown Raleigh, and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. Steve is with us from Gardner. I wanted you to get in your call since you're here with us live.
Well, we were down at Myrtle Beach last weekend. That's why we didn't call in. So
yeah, but they don't have phones in Myrtle Beach, or are they just partying too much?
Well, we were listening to you and driving around at the same time. Oh,
okay. Kind of hard. Well, it's cell phones and driving. Yeah, yeah,
anyway,
you don't want to do that.
You guys were busy. Just as a reminder for those people that have daylilies in their garden,
yeah,
just let the foliage die back. Don't get tempted to do like the state's doing and cutting them down to the ground.
Okay.
Oh, they've been mowing them on the interstate. Just let the foliage die back. That feeds the roots.
And it's for any type of bulb, that's true.
It's easy enough to clean it up in the spring because it's just...
Just pulls up,
rake it up.
Yeah.
So just leave them and let them go. I know that it might not look good, but just let them go.
Okay.
Well, it actually adds habitat for other like insects and stuff, and places for them to live.
But it also protects them from cold too. But I was going to bring some rain lilies today. And then you guys called. We were listening to you on the radio at home eating breakfast, and you said you were only going to be here for 2 hours.
But
so.
We don't disappear when we go off the radio.
I know.
Now, we're only on 2 hours today because of the Tar Heels. They keep playing these noon games, but we're going to stick around until 11 o'clock.
I'll just bring some when I come to the remote.
Yeah, well, I just appreciate you thinking of us.
Yeah,
what a nice thing.
I've been personally invited to Campbell Road, so I'm going.
Well, tell us about the rain lily.
The rain lily, it's already finished blooming now, but it blooms. It's got the red spider. They call them spider lilies, too.
Pink naked ladies.
That too. I mean, it's got multiple names.
Yeah.
I don't know what the biological name is, botanical. But
they're fascinating. They really are.
I have a clump now that needs to be trimmed.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have some rootstock to bring in.
They're kind of a nice surprise in September usually. Gerald, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
No, they are.
You forget about them because the little bit of foliage looks a little bit like a daffodil in the spring, and then it dies around, and there's nothing, and all of a sudden up jumps a stem with a bloom
on
it.
When do they pop up in your yard?
They were in, hang on.
Licorice.
August, September.
August, yeah. September is when I associate them with them, but, you know, things seem to be earlier.
Watermelon red.
Yeah.
So they are actually, I mean, it's a real bright spot in the garden.
That's the prettiest one. I've grown a pink and kind of a salmon one, but they didn't have as many curls. The bloom wasn't as
pretty. Oh, my God. The blooms on these this year were about that big. So
I had a yellow one one time, and it never came back. Mm-hmm. I paid good money for that yellow one.
Did you call the man who sold it to you?
He was in some nursery up in Ohio.
Mine spread. I mean, they're really actually – that's why I need to trim that – clump back because the clump's already gotten about 4 feet wide. I've also got a pineapple lily that I'm going to bring y'all a piece of. A beautiful plant. It actually looks like a pineapple on the end of the thing, and it keeps coming back every year, and we're having great success with it. So
that's cool.
All right.
So does it bud?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just curious at how it propagates itself.
Well, no, it roots. Okay. It's a rhizome.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
And it spreads. I mean, I've had one come up 3 feet away from me.
No kidding.
No. Oh,
I didn't realize they had rhizomes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it sort of looks like a daylily.
Yeah,
root.
I've got two of them in my garden, but I just put them in last year, and I haven't seen them.
Well, my clump started out like with two fans, and now it's got about 20 or 30 fans on it. Plus it shoots up
I'll have to keep an eye out and look to see if we're propagating or not.
Well, Steve, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you so much. I just want to let y'all know, too, that the doctor put me back on chemo. He wanted to catch it before it got bad. And actually, I feel better on chemo than I do when I'm off chemo.
Well,
anyway, it's good to talk to you guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much, Steve. All right,
We're running out. We're running out of time.
Tobacco farm. Well, we got another tobacco farmer right there. Where are you from?
I live in Durham now, but I grew up in near Swansboro.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful area that is. Yeah, yeah. Talk to us a little bit. So you live here now.
Yeah, I live in Durham now, but I grew up in a community called Hubert right outside of Swansboro.
I know where Hubert is.
We raised tobacco, corn, soybeans, chickens, pigs. We ate everything but the squeal.
There you go. Absolutely. Thanks for coming by.
Well, it's good to see you. I listen to y'all most Saturday mornings.
Well, you're such a fine person. I knew right up when he walked
that
he...
I could tell.
Do you listen too? Tell the truth.
This is my young friend here. He's 29 years old.
Okay. Well, you need to start listening to the Weekend Gardener. You've only missed 40 years of programs.
Yeah.
Yeah, have a magazine. That goes with it, too.
That's right.
Thank you so much.
It's good to see the people I listen to every
Saturday. Such as we are. He's the famous one.
Yeah. You spoke at my Rotary Club one time.
Probably a lot of Rotaries.
You didn't get up and leave before I went?
No, you were entertaining.
He is that. Thanks so much. Merry Christmas.
Care.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Start listening to the Weekend Gardener. You got that? Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. You know, Rufus, everybody knows Rufus, and everybody knows Rufus dresses well. And one of the reasons is why is the fact Gerald's trying to hand out the magazines here. Rufus goes to Ashworth Clothing in Fuquay Marina, and he's wearing You always have something on that you bought at Ashworth Clothing today. You got khaki pants.
Khaki and the sweater.
Good quality khaki pants, not just any khaki pants. And this is cashmere. You called it Angora, which is even a fancier name for it. But it's soft. It's about as soft as you can get. And I have found that the cashmere is light. But it keeps you warm. It's soft to the touch, and it doesn't itch. You know, so I like it a lot. And this is a great color. Do you consider this a Carolina blue?
Well, go ahead and say it, Mike. It might hurt you. This is pure Carolina blue.
Okay. I mean, there are a lot of variations.
Yeah.
There's some lighter blue. I guess it just depends on the sky color that day.
That's Columbia blue.
Which is
Carolina blue.
Columbia blue, okay.
Okay.
Was it named after Columbia Street, or was Columbia Street named after the color?
I expect Columbia Street was named after the color.
Okay. Well, I'm glad. I had never heard Columbia blue before.
We try to educate you folks as much as we can.
Now, we know what the reds are, don't we, Monica?
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm sure that sweater would look so much better if it were Wolfpack red. But,
a good red.
Mike didn't
red.
Have that color selection when he went in that day.
Well, I'm sure that Steve has red, too.
You show me one that feels this good, and it's red, and I'll get it.
Well, Steve has all of the great names in clothing. The Gitman Brothers, Robert Talbot, the Hart Schaffer and Marks suits. They have the Allen Edmonds shoes. They have a lot more than that. And they have one of the biggest collections of ties, bow ties and the regular old ties. But there's nothing regular about them, any of them. They're classic and very colorful. If you look on their website, some of the color combinations, I wouldn't have enough nerve or to put these colors together. I think I have a fairly good eye, but they have an extraordinary eye for color there to put those together. That looks really nice. Now, a plaid suit. You like a plaid suit? Now, that's hard to match, but they did it.
Well, that would look good with his watermelon glasses.
Oh, yeah. Rufus, I think you need to color coordinate with your watermelon glasses sometime. But they have everything you need and expect at a good haberdashery.
Haberdashery.
It's in Fuquay Marina.
If we could only get Steve to call us sometime.
I know. 210 South Main Street. He's got his tape measures out. He's measuring people right now. They are 210 Main Street, South Main Street in Fuquay Arena, Ashworth's Clothing, and they've been around for a century or so. We're at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh, and good gracious, it's 9:50. Why doesn't my day go like this when I'm doing newscasts and
there's
running
another
around?
There's another turkey.
Another turkey.
Happy
I'll tell
customer.
You, they're going. People are really. I don't know. I guess that's is that what you traditionally serve, or do you have time to cook anymore?
For Thanksgiving, oh yeah, we've got to have turkey and gravy.
Yeah.
Got to have the gravy.
The dressing to go with it.
I don't care about the turkey. I want the gravy.
One of my favorites is the dressing.
Now, what kind do you have? What kind of dressing do you make?
Well, my mother-in-law makes a really good one. I'll put it that way.
My mother-in-law. My mother's cornbread was quite stuff. Different. My mother's was quite different from my mother-in-law, and I like both of them.
Yes.
My mother's was a souffle. She used premium saltine crackers.
Okay.
And a couple of eggs and a lot of the broth, chicken broth, from the chicken or turkey or whatever she had baked. You mostly had chicken rather than turkey. And you put it in the oven, and it puffs up. And it's very light. It has a wonderful flavor. My mother-in-law was she put in a little giblet, little liver, cornbread, and kind of a mix of things, and the chicken broth or turkey broth, and that was just outstanding. It's hard. It's much harder to make.
Well, my mama, I think, was rather unique. She put raisins in her dressing.
Oh, wow.
Which I liked.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Yeah.
What kind of dressing did you have growing up, Gerald?
I don't know. It was just dressing. I liked it.
It was cornbread dressing.
It was drier.
Yeah. And we'll have to share a recipe. We'll have to get recipes together and share everybody's.
I'll have my wife to call. She fixes a really good one.
I bet she does.
Well, this past week, I'm an assistant scoutmaster at one of the churches here in Cary, and we went camping. We have something called Campsgiving. Really interesting, where we cook a turkey in a trash can. And what you do is you put this turkey on a metal rod, to stake in the ground, and then you put the turkey or the trash can on top of it and use it like an oven. You put charcoal briquettes on the top and around the side of it, and we have these temperature probes in the trash can, one at the top of the can, one at the bottom, and then two in the actual turkey itself. And so you bake it about 2.5 hours, and it was ready. I mean, it was phenomenal. And then the scouts, each one of the patrols does the fixings, like green beans and casseroles and stuff, and did a lot of Dutch oven cooking, where it's a pot that it's got a lid on it that fits on, and then you put charcoal briquettes on top and underneath it. And so we made pumpkin pies in these Dutch ovens.
Ooh, I bet that tastes good.
And cobblers, a blueberry pear cobblers, some phenomenal food that was out there. I'm telling you, we cooked, it was about a 22-pound turkey that we cooked. And the boys made stovetop stuffing and mashed potatoes and gravy, and we have some scouts that are a vegan, so we had vegan options for food and stuff like that for them as well. And but it's a phenomenal experience to just cook outside and enjoy the outdoors and have some good food and have good company.
You make them do calisthenics?
We do. Oh, yeah. They actually did an orienteering class.
Oh, okay. Former Army Ranger Colonel certainly would make them do
push-ups.
Golly, man.
When I was in the Scouts, we put weenies on a wire or marshmallows on a clothes hanger.
Yeah.
That's about the extent of our cooking.
Oh, how nutritious can you get, Gerald? Golly. Pop popcorn or something.
Things have advanced a little bit.
I know.
Yeah, it has been a while.
Yeah, I bet it has. Golly.
It's really neat.
But,
yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a great time to plant most anything.
Yeah. You can still plant
If it's in a pot, put it in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's much better than springtime because you don't have to worry about water as much. I mean, it does get dry. You can water it. You do water it, but you don't have to worry about
having to keep it.
Yeah.
Is it cold enough to plant, like, daffodils and stuff finally?
Oh, get them in the ground, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, deep. Perfect. Deep. 8 inches. Yeah, up to 8 inches, yep.
Right.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Pick
all
out
right.
some good hard ones on the bulbs.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
good drainage.
Good drainage.
Yeah, not where it's setting wet feet.
Especially tulips. They like good drainage.
Okay. All right. That changes what I'm planning.
Yeah. And look for ones that are, I don't mean to keep making you go back and forth,
okay.
but.
well, she's trying to get
bit.
Away.
Settle down here. Stay right here. So try to make sure that, and I don't know how you really decide this sometimes. It depends on where you go. The NC State has worked with a lot of bulbs. I don't know necessarily they developed them, Gerald, but they have worked a lot with the varieties, and they are hard to grow here because of our temperatures.
Tulips are hard to get them to perennialize. The species tulips, which are the little short ones that are nowhere near, I mean, they look okay, but nothing like a long stem tulip. They will perennialize easy here, it's a little small bulb, but your single late and Darwin hybrid tulips, some of them will perennialize here, but they've got to be in super duper good draining soil. If you're closer to the coast, say New Bern, Trine Palace, where you see them there, come back because it's in pure sand where they're planting them at. But here, most of your long, beautiful tulips, they're one and done.
I just treat them as an annual. I've never had any. And come back for two years at the best.
And where the daffodils are bulletproof. They will perennialize. Deer won't touch them. I mean, that's just, you know.
I love crocuses, I tell you.
I like crocuses, too.
And the hyacinths.
Hyacinths.
Yeah. But those don't go quite as deep. The crocuses are just, you know, shallow.
Never
as are a lot of people.
Triple
like
the bulb. The bulb's an inch, planted 3 inches.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
So I was waiting to put them in because it's been so warm.
Yeah.
You're right. We're getting pretty close to December, and that's traditionally when we put them in.
We
can only wait so long.
I used to plant 10,000 tulips a year
when
I was at the governor's mansion, and I always started the week after Thanksgiving.
Oh, perfect.
That's when I started planting every year.
I grew up in upstate New York, so everything is much sooner.
That's right.
Yeah, it's snowing up there now, so. Anyway, well, thank you so much. You guys have
a
great
day. Thank you very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And get to work.
Great mustache. That's just wonderful. Stash is good. Thank you. All right. Wow. We are...
sailing right along.
Well, Miss Monica, what did you put down here? What is this pottery? We got a minute and a half.
We have the Triangle Potters Guild that's here today with their pottery sale down in the center of the farmers area. So a lot of unique pottery items, so be sure to stop by and check them out. And we have our Taste of the Holidays pop-up that's begun. So we have a lot of our craft vendors set up out in the grass areas, kind of between the farmers building and the seafood restaurant. And you were talking about warm things earlier. There's actually a farmer here that raises alpaca, and they spin the wool and everything and make shawls and sweaters and all kinds of blankets, those types of things out of that. So be sure to check them out.
I have always found that alpaca give you kind of a strange look when you try to eye one. It just, I don't know, something
spit on you too.
Yeah. But I love the material.
They feel really good.
So are they up here in the shop?
They're just down right here in front of the seafood restaurant.
Oh, okay, gotcha, okay.
And the grass median there. Yeah. And, of course, all the things for Thanksgiving you can find for those meals as you're planning, and Christmas trees galore. Come see us.
Thank you so much for having us out,
Miss
Monica.
Monica, yes.
We'll be back in about 3 weeks. All right.
Yes,
three
the 14th,
or 4 weeks. All
December 14th.
So happy Thanksgiving.
God love you. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.